Pakistan's army has long been considered the force that holds the country together, but the army's standing could suffer during emergency rule. Hassan Abbas is a former Pakistani government official. He served in the administrations of Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and President Pervez Musharraf. He's now a research fellow at Harvard University's Balfour Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What role exactly does Pakistan's army play in curbing popular dissent?
I think they have played a very important role and a strong role supporting Pakistan in terms of an entity, uniting Pakistan in initial years. But since the initial years, they also played a role in undermining democratic forces, trying to ensure that judiciary, for instance, cannot stand on its feet, ensuring that ethnic nationalist parties cannot gain strength. So primarily, military's role has been to remain the most dominant political force. And what that all led to is that today Pakistan Army is a super political party as well.
You served under President Musharraf in 1999 and 2000. How would you judge his instincts, leaning toward democracy, leaning toward military rule?
He believes that he is the kind of messiah. He believes that he has a very clear idea about Pakistan's national security. But it's ironic that he would say that I am a military chief and I am a military ruler, but he often says, I am a very democratic person. But he has brought himself into such a mold where he's not ready to really think and understand that what has really gone wrong with Pakistan's policies towards society and towards norms of democracy and rule of law.
His declaration of emergency rule, do you think that that has had an effect on the standing of the army as an institution in Pakistan? Has it damaged the army?
By this action on November 3rd, he has put army in a stage where there is increasing criticism of Pakistan army. And army itself, I think, is now feeling very uncomfortable because they, as an institution, are getting all the blame. I don't think Pakistan Army's institutional and corporate interests will allow that to happen for a very long time.
Twice, generals have asked military rulers in Pakistan to resign when their rule was seen as damaging to the army. Is Pakistan close to that stage?
I think Pakistan is close to a stage where military leadership, the top military leadership, can go to Musharraf, tell him in an honorable fashion, in a polite way, that, sir, it's all over. And I think that's the only way Musharraf can go for an honorable exit in this scenario. And with all the unrest on the streets, I think he is going there in that direction quite quickly.
You also served under former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. She's looking to regain power in Pakistan. How does the Pakistani military view her?
Pakistan military has been quite skeptical about Benazir Bhutto and her father. Her father was known to have supported democratic forces, and he was the one who had acted against military's dominance. Military has been looking at Benazir in that context. They continue to think of Benazir, of her potential to be a prime minister, thinking that maybe she's like her father. And there have been many charges from military. Military thinks that Benazir was too close to India. She's also seen as somebody who is very friendly towards United States. So military is skeptical about her. If Benazir gets power, she'll really have to struggle and make alliances and some compromises to put Pakistan back on the track of democracy. But it will be a long struggle.
Hassan Abbas served under President Pervez Musharraf. His forthcoming book is called The Making and Proliferation of the Pakistani Bomb. He joined us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.